刚才的这一段经文中呢，我们有三点需要和弟兄姊妹分享。
And from this passage, we have three points to share with brothers and sisters.
第一点呢，就是提摩太效法使徒的榜样，服从使徒的榜样。
And number one is Timothy. Timothy follows the example of the apostle.
这也是要让我们今天在座的每一位属主的儿女，要如何的来向提摩太学习，服从使徒的榜样。
And today, every child of God should also follow Timothy, how to follow the example of the apostles.
有好多的道理我们都明白。
And there are a lot of knowledges we do know.
但是我们需要看见一些人是如何把这些道理活在他们的生活和生命中的。
But we need to see that how people, some people really live this out in their life.
然后我们可以仿效他们，把这些真理活在我们的生命中。
And then we can follow their example in our lives.
所以保罗在这里让我们看见提摩太是服从了他的榜样。
And we can see here that Timothy really followed the example of Paul.
那第二点就更加重要了。
And number two is even more important.
就是因圣经而有得救的智慧。
That we can have this saving wisdom through the scriptures.
我们所有得救的智慧不是从社会层面、文化层面得来的。
Our saving wisdom is not from the social aspect.
而是从圣经里得到的。
It's from the scriptures.
那第三点呢，是最重要的。
And number three is the most important.
就是所有的我们现在读到的圣经，整本圣经都是神所默示的。
That all scripture is inspired by God.
我们的信仰是建立在神所默示的圣经上。
And our faith is based on this scripture inspired by God.
而且圣经不但是神所默示的。
And not only the Bible is inspired by God.
而且是对我们有益的。
And it's beneficial to your life.
这一点很重要，因为圣经要进入我们的生命，进入我们的生活。
This is very important because the Bible will enter you and I's life.
圣经对我们有益，是要让我们预备好行各样的善事。
It's profitable for us. It's for us to do good works.
所以这三点，我请弟兄姊妹把它记在心中。
So those three points, I ask brothers and sisters.
先看第一点，提摩太是如何服从使徒教训的。
And number one, how Timothy followed the example and teaching of the apostles.
第十节说，但你已经服从了我的教训，品行志向，信心宽容，爱心忍耐。
And verse 10, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance.
注意这个地方有一个关于提摩太生命状况的描写啊。
And take note here, it describes Timothy's life.
如果我们了解前面所讲的那些有敬虔的外貌却没有敬虔的那个本质的那些人，那我们如果了解了这个背景，下边就看到的是，但是你提摩太和前边的那些人是不一样的。
And just now, Apostle Paul mentioned there are some people who have a form of godliness, but denying his power. And here, Timothy showing a vivid contrast with those people.
你提摩太是一个服从了我的教训的人。
And Timothy is someone who really followed my doctrine.
那教训主要就指前边的那些教训啊，特别是说。你从我听到的那纯真话语的规模和从前所交托你的善道，然后是保罗这个关于生活方面的信仰生活方面的许多教训。
And the doctrine is what Apostle Paul mentioned previously in 2 Timothy, all the doctrines and all the life teachings to Timothy.
而且呢，他效法了保罗的榜样。
And Timothy followed the example of Paul.
保罗的品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，这些都是他效法的内容。
His manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance is all followed by Timothy.
注意，服从这个字非常重要。
And follow, this word follow is very important.
服从这个字呢，就是你去跟从一种生命的模式。
And this follow is that you are willingly to follow some form of life.
然后呢，把这些东西变成我们自己的东西。
And make it your own.
你 follow 的目的，你跟从的目的是为了把它变成我自己的东西。
The purpose of your following is to make it myself.
把保罗的品行变成我的品行。
antipathies to making the manner of life of Paul his own manner of life.
把保罗的志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，都变成我们自己的东西。
Everything of Paul, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, peace, perseverance, and everything is my own lifestyle.
这个东西就很重要了。
And this is important.
也就是说，你注意到提摩太在他自己的生命成长过程中啊。
And Timothy, in his life journey,
把保罗的那个生命品质、品格变成了他自己的东西。
He learned the apostles' manner of life, his characters.
这个品行啊，它是指这个能够显出你品格的一种生活方式。
This manner of life is to show a lifestyle that people can see your character.
包括生活的各个方面。
It's every aspect of life.
提摩太跟着这个保罗学习的时候，就像儿子跟着父亲一样，徒弟跟着师傅一样来学习。
When Timothy was following Paul in the journey, it's like a son is following the father. It's like the disciple is following the teacher.
然后就继承了保罗的那个品行。
And he take this manner of Paul.
当我们说这个信仰传承的时候啊。
And when we talk about this topic of passing through our faith.
它有几方面的内容。
It has several aspects.
首先是传承的这个内容一定要清楚。
And first is the content what we are passing on.
我们传承一个以建立起圣经上面的信仰。
We are passing on this faith based on the Bible.
第二点呢，就是传承一种精神。
And secondly is we are passing this spirit.
就像保罗一直在说他为主、为基督、为福音受苦的这样的一个精神，愿意受苦的精神。
Paul has always willingly to suffer for the Lord, and this willingness is also taken by Timothy.
而且呢，就是说这种要持守真道的精神。
And another aspect is to willingly to hold fast of the faith.
现在呢，我就注意到啊。这个这些年来在中国家庭教会呀、啊、这个你说这个内容有没有传承下来呢？传承下来了。
In recent years, I took notice that in the Chinese house church, have they passed on the faith? Yes, they did.
但是呢，这个信仰精神呢，好像有一点失传了。
But the core of our faith is lost.
我们的老一代传道人，他们愿意为主吃苦。
And the generation before us, they willingly to suffer for the Lord.
他们愿意为主、为信仰付出生命的代价。
And they are willing to pay the ultimate price of their life for the Lord.
就像我昨天说到我的岳父那样。
It's like my father-in-law. I share with you yesterday.
他说，如果他们要让我否定信仰，如果不否定信仰，就要跳进火坑，那我选择跳进火坑。
If those people in the Cultural Revolution, they require me choose the Lord or to jump into the fire pit, I'm going to choose to jump into the fire pit.
所以你注意到这里边有一种信仰精神。
And you can take notice that this has the spirit of our faith in it.
所以这些东西都是要在这个信仰承传的内容里边。
And all these should be included.In what we are passing on to the next generation.
所以你注意的，提摩太就是从保罗那里不但传承了这个真道，而且呢是继承了这种信仰精神、品格。
So we took notice that Timothy not only took the faith content from Paul, but the core of the faith, the spirit of faith, also from Paul.
然后呢是志向。
And also next part is the purpose.
我们所说的人生计划、目的、决定和意愿都包括在这个志向里边。
And this purpose includes the plan of your life, the goal of your life. Everything is in it.
这个保罗的这个人生目的呢，他的志向是什么呢？就是传福音，就是为主而活。
And Paul's purpose of life is very simple. It's to spread the gospel and to live for Jesus.
所以我们要去想一想我们人生的目的志向到底是什么。
And we need to think, what's our purpose of life?
是不是为着完成主托付给我们的福音使命？
Is to fulfill the mission entrusted by Jesus Christ to you and me.
是不是一生为着荣耀主而活？
Is to live your whole life for the glory of God?
当你建立起这样的人生目标的时候，
When you establish this purpose of life,
你的生活是不一样的。
Your life will be different.
你的心思意念行事为人都是不一样的。
Your mind, heart, every aspect will be different.
因为你马上就会有一种反应。
Because immediately you will respond to this.
我如此说，如此行，是不是荣耀上帝？
Every time you think about,
如果你
I do this, I say this, is that glorifying to God?
如果你有了这样的人生志向啊，那个人生是不一样的。
You have this purpose of life, your life will be different.
保罗这个提摩太向保罗这个学习的还有信心的功课。
And Timothy also learned from Paul on faith.
保罗对神的信心也是提摩太对神的信心。
Paul's faith to God is also Timothy's faith to God.
你知道保罗说提摩太里边有无为的信心。
In Paul has mentioned in Timothy there's this genuine faith.
虽然他说他的这个无为的信心是受了他的外祖母和母亲的影响，但更多的是从保罗那里学习的。
Although Paul mentioned that the genuine faith of Timothy learned from his grandmom and the mother, but also more importantly, learn from Paul himself.
那下面又说到宽容。
And also long suffering.
这个宽容这个字呢，是一种忍耐和坚韧，它不是指我们过于原则生活。
And this long suffering is patience, is not a life without principle.
不是对罪的宽容，注意啊。
Is not tolerance to sin.
这个宽容是指坚韧。
This long suffering is to steadfast in your faith.
而且在保罗看来，这是一种借着爱表现出来的生命品质。
And Paul saw that this aspect is because of his faith in his life.
哥林多前书十三章那个地方讲到。爱是恒久忍耐，大家都会背这一段经文啊。
And we know that First Corinthians chapter 13 it says love is long suffering.
这个宽容在这里是一个名词。
And here this long suffering is a noun.
爱是恒久忍耐，那个地方是一个动词。
Love long suffering in First Timothy and there is a verb.
爱是恒久忍耐，实际上原来只是两个字，爱是忍耐。
And in the original language, there's only two words: it's love and long suffering.
但是那个忍耐里包括了一种持久的忍耐、持续的忍耐的含义。所以中译本呢译得很好，赫赫本译得很好。
And in that word, actually, the long suffer means continually to long suffer. So the Chinese translation have a very good rendering there.
根据我的了解，那是。这个和合本能够把希腊文原文的意义译出来的不多的几处。
And from my understanding, there's several the best places of our Chinese Union version which translated the spirit of the original language.
所以你了解了爱是恒久忍耐的时候，你就知道在家庭生活里边呢，它是何等的重要。
And when you understand love is long suffering, and you know that in your everyday life, family life.How important it is.
有一次有一个弟兄问我
And one time a brother asked me
他说这个怎么才能够恒久忍耐
How can I long suffer?
他说你看我太太
I said, Look at my wife
叨叨啰嗦得不得了
Keep nagging on me、
我忍耐了他一次我又忍耐了一次我忍耐了三天我忍耐了三个星期那我怎么忍耐
I showed my patience to her onceTwice, third time, 1 week, 2 weeks, three weeks. But how can I continue to do that?
但是圣经说，我说是恒久忍耐。
And I told him, in the Bible it says, long suffer.
他说我已经忍耐不了了。
And he said, I cannot show my patience anymore.
但是我说圣经的意思是在忍耐不了的时候还要忍耐。
And the original language means that even when you cannot take it,
因为这是我们基督徒生命的一种特质。
Because that's the special character of a true Christian life.
所以保罗用什么是爱？爱是恒久忍耐。
And Paul answers the question, "What is love?" And first of all, love is long suffering.
如果你掌握了这个秘诀之后，你就知道在家庭生活里边这一点是何等的重要。
When you learn this secret, you understand this is so crucial in your family life.
这个地方就是保罗所说的宽容的意思。
And this is the exact word here Paul used to show long suffering.
那提摩太向保罗学习的重要内容还包括爱心。
And another aspect Timothy learned from Paul is love.
保罗把爱心呢当作是圣灵所结的果子的第一种特质。
And Paul told us that love is the very first aspect of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love.
加拉太书五章二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
那仁爱的那个特质在于什么呢？
And what is the special nature of love?
仁爱的特质在于真实。
Is truth.
所以保罗说，爱人不可虚假。
Paul said, when you love people, you do not be fake.
注意，这种爱首先是从神来的。
And first of all, this love is from God.
是借着耶稣基督的十字架彰显出来的。
It's manifested from Jesus Christ's cross.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And only Jesus who died for us when we are still sinners, and therefore God's love is manifested to us.
那这种由神而来的爱，借着十字架所彰显的爱，一旦进入到我们的生命中的时候，那我们就会被这个爱所激励着，活出一种从十字架而来的爱。
And this love, which is from God, which is manifested on the cross of Jesus Christ, as soon as it enters our life, enters our heart, and we can also manifest this love.
经过很长时间的侍奉
through many years of ministry,
在这个教会面临着一些冲突和困难的时候
and especially when the church is facing difficulties and challenges,
是我们最容易失去爱心的时候
is the moment that very easily will lose our love.
圣经告诉我们说，因为不法的事情增多，所以爱心就冷淡了。
And the Bible says, because lawlessness will abound, and the love of many will grow cold.
所以我们不单需要使我们的恩赐如火眺望起来。
But not only we have to rekindle our gift like a fire.
更需要我们把我们的爱心如火眺望起来。
And we need even more that to rekindle of life like a fire, love like a fire.
因为这个爱是我们侍奉的活力与动力。
Because love is the motive of our ministry.
一旦你在侍奉中失去了爱心的时候，你就没有活力，也没有动力，没有推动力了。
When you lose your love, you lost your motive and you lost your energy and strength in your ministry.
前一段时间呢，我对我自己的这个心灵状况啊，有一点省察。
And not long ago, I examined my own heart.
我一直在想，为什么我现在经过三十多年的服侍之后，现在好像没有起初的那样的一种侍奉的活力和的那样的一种动力。
And I kept thinking that after over 30 years of serving the Lord, why it seems I lost the initial energy and the motive.Of serving God and love God.
缺少了这个对主的爱的那个真实和火热。
Because I lack the reality of love for the Lord.
缺少了那个对失丧灵魂的那个爱和火热。
And I don't have that kind of love for the lost souls as before.
我这个以前呢去坐飞机啊，到机场的第一件事情是坐下来，先为所有周围的那些人祷告。
And in the past.If I took a flight, and the first thing I arrive at the airport is sit down and pray for everyone around me who's going to take a flight.
但是呢，后来我发现，每一次再坐飞机，我已经不再为他们祷告了。
And gradually I realized that every time I took a flight, I forgot to pray for people.
我在香港那个等地铁，在地铁站地铁口等人的时候啊，我看见过来的人，我一个一个的为他们祷告，看见一个为他们祷告一个。
While I was in Hong Kong, in the subway station, I saw people walking toward me, and I prayed for each and every one of them.
我觉得那个时候我心里边对这些失丧灵魂呢有一种爱，有一种负担。
At that time, I remember, I have this love, I have this burden for all the lost souls.
但是后来这些东西呢都没有了。
But gradually,
爱心冷淡了。
And my love.
所以像这个。以弗所书不是对不起启示录说到以弗所的教会你们什么都好但是呢把起初的爱心离弃了
and like the book of Revelation in this talking to the Ephesian church it says everything for you is good but you lost your initial love
所以就为此要悔改
and you should repent for this
那我在主面前也有悔改
and I repent in front of the Lord also for this
能够重拾起初的爱心
I can rekindle this love, my initial love.
让爱心在我里边能够如火眺望起来
Is be rekindled in my heart like the fire.
那接下来呢保罗又说到忍耐
And nextly, Paul is also talking about the perseverance.
那这个也是一种很特别的生命能力
And this perseverance is the ability in your life.Very special.
保罗说他在忍耐中充满喜乐和盼望。
And Paul said, in perseverance, he's full of joy and hope.
这个忍耐和前面的宽容那是有一点不一样啊，但是呢，它有相同的一些特质。
And this perseverance is a little bit different from the long suffering, but also there's some similarities.
我们了解这一点就可以了。
And as long as we take note of that.
然后第十一节说到，以及我在你这个跟从了、服从了我的教训，而且呢，包括我的生命经历，就是十一节所说的，以及我在安提亚、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。
And in verse 11, Paul continues to talk about also in my persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, and all of them, all the Lord delivered me.
提摩太不但服从了他的教训,
and not only Timothy followed the doctrine, the teaching of Paul,
提摩太对他的师父保罗的那个生命经历也是理解的。
And Timothy also understand that the life experience of his teacher Paul.
你理解了他的经历，你才可以去学习他。
Only when you understand his experience, you can learn from him.
那保罗在这个保罗这个受苦的这个经历，在《使徒行传》十四章啊十九到二十节有所描写。
And this experience of suffering is vividly depicted in Acts.Chapter 14, verse 19 to 22.
那个地方说到保罗在路斯德受的逼迫。
And they're talking about Paul's persecution in Lystra.
说到有些犹太人从安提亚和以哥念来挑唆众人用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，便拖到城外。
And they're talking about there are some Jews from Antioch.And Iconium came there and having persuaded the multitude, and they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead.
当保罗经历了许多的苦难之后，他说道：“我们进入神的国，必经历许多的艰难。”
And after Paul experienced all those persecution and suffering, and he said that if we enter the kingdom of God, we have to go through all those suffering.
昨天我们也讲到哥林多后书保罗讲到他受的许多的苦难
And yesterday we mentioned that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that Paul's all persecution and sufferings for Christ
经历了许多的危险
All the dangers
除了这些外边的事他还为教会整天挂心
Not only all those dangers from outside and also he's worried for the church from the inside
你注意到我们前天昨天讲到保罗纪念提摩太的眼泪，而他自己就是一个为教会常常流泪的人。
And we mentioned yesterday that Paul remembers Timothy's tears. Actually, he himself often shed his own tears for the church.
但保罗下边说，虽然我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但是从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。
And Paul continues to mention that. Although I have Yet I have suffered all those, but the Lord has saved me from all those persecutions.
所以到这个地方，你已经看见提摩太后书啊，已经是第五次提到了逼迫与苦难。
And you notice that here is already the fifth time that Paul mentioned the persecution for the faith.
所以你看到，在保罗看来，正常的基督徒生活里边包括了逼迫和苦难。
So Paul is talking to us that in the normal Christian life, it includes persecution for the faith.
主命令保罗受苦，但主同时也给他承受苦难和超越苦难的能力。
And the Lord destined Paul to be persecuted for the faith, but the Lord also gave him the strength and the power to take this kind of persecution.
第十二节说到，不但如此，凡立志，就说到我们众人了啊，我们所有的人，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。这和主的教训是一致的啊。
Not only that, but verse 12, it continues to talk about, yes, and all who desire to live godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And this is exactly in alignment with the teaching of Jesus Christ himself.
所以主在马可福音十章那里说到，若为我和福音的缘故撇下这个撇下那个，就必在今世得百倍，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
In Mark chapter 10, the Lord Jesus said that if for my sake you give up this and that and all those things, and you can gain 100 multitude in this life, and then you'll be persecutedAnd then you'll receive eternal life.
所以你注意到这一节，保罗说，不但他自己在受苦。
And here Paul said, not only he himself is persecuted for the faith.
凡是立志在基督里敬虔度日的，包括提摩太，也包括我们所有的人。
And also everyone who desires to live godly life in Christ Jesus, including you and me,
也都会受逼迫。
We will be persecuted.
那这个地方已经是第六次提到逼迫和苦难了。所以弟兄姊妹，这些经文都告诉我们呢，我们要以受苦当作兵器，在这个时代为主而活，为主做见证。
And all the scriptures is reminding us to take this suffering as a weapon in our life to witness for the Lord.
我们今天受苦可能不像中国大陆的基督徒受苦。
And our suffering here today is not like the Christians in the mainland China. They suffer for their faith.
他们连自由敬拜的这个权利都没有。
And today they don't even have freedom to worship the Lord.
哎，但是呢，我们是有这样的权利，我们是有这样的机会。
And we have this right. We have this opportunity to worship the Lord freely.
但是呢，我们在这样的一个与这个福音为敌的这个世界中啊。我们的信仰啊，你要是勇敢的见证信仰，就会受到逼迫。
However, in this society, if you're willing to witness for your faith, and you will be persecuted.
不但传道人在讲台上讲道的时候，有可能会面临着这个世界给你带来的逼迫。
Not only the preachers preach from the pulpit on this topic, you will be persecuted by the society.
因为在北美现在已经有传道人因为在讲台上讲那些这个 LGBT 如何的不符合圣经受到了这个指控。
And in North America today, there are already some preachers who were arrested, who were persecuted because they preach against LGBTQ topic.
如果你在你的生活中在你的这个工作岗位上如果你要是勇敢见证你的信仰的时候可能同时会受到逼迫。
And your work, you know, in your everyday life, if you're willing to witness for your faith, you might face some trouble.
所以你要预备好自己为福音、为信仰的缘故受逼迫。
Be prepared, be persecuted for the gospel, for your faith.
只要你是一个愿意在基督里边敬虔度日的人。
As long as you are someone who will live a godly life in Christ.
保罗当这样说的时候他是在告诉我们为主受逼迫是敬虔度日之人的正常生活内容。
Again, Paul is talking about that suffer persecution is a normal part of life of everyone who desires to live godly life.
但是另外一种人情况就不一样了。
But there are some other people, they're different.
只是作恶的第十三节，只是作恶的和迷惑人的，比越久越恶，他们欺哄人，也被人欺哄。
But verse 13, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
作恶的就是恶人。
And those evil men are those who are bad.
迷惑人的就是那些巫术法术，你知道现在这个新纪元运动啊，实际上就是这个迷惑人的东西。
And the imposters are those who are doing witchcraft, just like today's New Age movement.
你要知道这些 New Age movement 现在已经进入到教会里边来了。
And do you know that New Age movement today has already entered the church?
我们所提及的很多世俗的虚谈呢，实际上都是这些东西对教会的影响。
And we're talking about all those false teachings in the secular life, including those movements.
包括前面所提到的那些抵挡真道的人，都是这些恶人。
And also those who are against the faith and truth are those evil men.
注意到保罗说他们的生命状况啊，是在一种恶性循环中。
And their life is like in this cycle, downward.
越久越恶
getting worse and worse.
他们欺哄人也被欺哄也被人欺哄
and they're also being deceived.
就是这样我们看第二点啊，因圣经而有得救的智慧十四到十五节
and number two is from verse 14 and verse 15 is to gain the saving wisdom from the Bible
十四节说但你所学习的所确信的要存在心里因为你知道你是跟谁学的
Verse 14 But you must continue in the things which you have learned and being assured of knowing from whom and you have learned them
保罗在这里告诉我们说你提摩太和前边那些作恶的迷惑人的是完全的不同的一种人
And Paul is saying here that you, Timothy, is totally different from those evil men and imposters
你应该学的应该做的是要将你所学习的所确信的存在心里
What you must do is to continue the things which you have learned and being assured of to keep in your heart
你注意存在心里的这个句话的意思啊，就是你要继续活在你所学习所确信的真理中它是这个意思
and in Chinese keep in your heart actually the original meaning is you must continue in those things
你所学的你要活出来你所信的你要活出来这是保罗要强调的内容啊。
Live out what you believe and live out what you have learned
在教会里边在基督徒的生活中啊，没有比你活出你所信的内容更重要的东西了
Nothing is more importantThen live out what you have learned, what you believe in the church.
因为什么呢？因为当你活出来的时候，真理就成了你的生命实际了。
Because when you live this out, this truth it becomes the reality of your life.
你的基督徒生命就是强大的。
And your Christian life is strong.
你面对这个世界的时候，你是敢于做见证的。
And when you are facing this world, you dare to witness.
你也是有能力做见证的
And you have this power to win.
下面保罗说因为你知道是跟谁学的
And Paul can you say that because you are assured knowing from whom you have learned from
那保罗在这里要告诉我们提摩太所学习的这些真理它的源头是对的
And Paul is telling us that what Timothy has learned the origin is right
也就是说你的学习的真理你活出来的真理是从哪儿来的这是很清楚的
and you know where it's come from what you have learned
所以呢这个我们从这些经文中啊要去学习一些道理
and from these scriptures we have to learn from truth
无论是把真理存在我们的心里还是活在我们的生活里都告诉我们我们不要把我们所学习的信仰知识啊单单存在我们的脑子里
and either being to learn what you have the truth or to live out and every truth we do not just keep in your head
注意到昨天我已经讲到听这个字的意思了。
And yesterday I've mentioned the real meaning of listen.
听就是听进我们的脑子里。
And listen is to listen, put it into our head.
用我们的心智能力去思想，去默想。
And use our brain to think about it and to meditate on it.
然后呢，让它进入我们的心灵。
But it also enter our heart.
然后落实在我们的生活里，落实在我们的行动上。
And become the reality of our life, of our actions.
所以保罗前面说的那个服从啊，也是这个意思。
And this obey or follow Paul just mentioned is also have this same connotation.
先是服从我的教训。
You follow my doctrines.
然后呢，跟着这个教训，服从他的品行。
And then you also follow my manner of life.
包括理解他的经历。
And to understand his experience.
然后你跟着去学习。
And you learn from it.
和这个听的意思都差不多。
It's the same of listen.
所以你注意到我们信仰中很多的真理、啊、都是立体的，不是平面的。
And in our faith, a lot of aspect is actually really three-dimensional.
第十五节说到，并且知道你从小明白圣经，这圣经使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures.Which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
也就是说，提摩太是因为你从小的时候就明白圣经，那这个说法对我们今天做父母的来说非常的重要。
And Timothy learned the scriptures from the childhood, and this is important to the parents today.
他怎么才可能从小就明白圣经呢
？How can he understand scriptures from the early childhood?
所以保罗提到提摩太的外祖母和母亲。
And Paul mentioned the grandmother and mother of Timothy.
说明他的外祖母和母亲对他进行最基本的、最早的这个信仰教育。
And the grandmother and mother give the earliest Christian education to Timothy.
所以提摩太的这个圣经学习呀、啊。是从他还做婴儿的时候就开始了。
And starting from being a baby, Timothy already learned the scripture.
圣经已经从提摩太还是婴孩的时候已经成了他的生命内容了。
And the scripture is part of his life being a baby.
而且呢，是一直在这样的状况下成长起来的。
And continued in this situation through his life.
这是值得我们今天做父母的学习的。
And this should be learned by the parents today.
当你要让你的儿女从小就学习圣经，喜欢圣经的时候，你必须是一个渴慕圣经、爱圣经的人，让你的儿女看见你是如何的爱圣经。
If you want your children to love the Bible, to follow the Bible, you yourself have to show them how you love the Bible, how you follow the Bible.
而且他所学习的圣经呢？能够使他因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And this scripture are able to make him wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
那这句话里边呢，包括两层意思啊。
And there's two levels of meaning here.
第一点呢，就是圣经能够赐人智慧，圣经是有能力的。
And number one is the Bible can give people wisdom. The Bible has power.
圣经不是一本简单的书。
And the Bible is not just a simple book.
我们读很多的书，里边也许包括了一点点这种人的智慧、文化智慧、社会智慧、社会经验。
We read a lot of books, and those books might include a little bit of wisdom here and there, and from authors' life experience.
但是它没有能力使我们产生得救的智慧。
But all those books.Does not have the power to give us the wisdom for salvation.
但是圣经有能力，注意啊，圣经是有能力的。
But the Bible has this power to give us the saving wisdom.
而且呢，第二点呢，圣经所赐的智慧可以使人借着在基督耶稣里的信心而得救。
And secondly, this wisdom from the Bible can save people through their faith in Christ Jesus.
所以圣经有能力，这是第一点。
So number one, the Bible has power.
然后第二点是不但有能力，这能力可以使我们得救，有得救的智慧。
And secondly, not only the power, but also give us the salvation.
好，我们看第三点。
And now let's think about.
这个是最重要的一点，神末世的圣经对我们有益处。
And number three is the most important.
第十六节说，圣经都是神所末世的，与教训、读责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Verse 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, and that man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
在我们的神学，在我们的教义中，有关于圣经的教义。
In our theology, in our doctrine, there is theology about the scripture.
我们把它称作是圣经观，或者是圣经论。
And we view it as the doctrine of the scriptures.
那这两节经文呢，是圣经论或者圣经观中的最重要的内容。
And those two verses are the most important scriptures in doctrine of the Bible.
首先，这个地方告诉我们，圣经都是神所默示的。
Firstly, it talks about scripture. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
注意，这非常的重要啊。
This is very, very important.
直译过来就是每一卷圣经都是神吹气而成的。
And the direct translation is every book is through God's breath.
我们读的这本圣经，整本圣经的每一卷、每一句话、每一个字都是神吹气而成的。
In this Bible, every chapter, every verse, every word is inspired by God's breath.
或者说每一卷圣经都是神的灵感而成的。
Or is inspiration by the Holy Spirit.
注意这一句话的第一个字，所有，每一卷，它带着很强烈的这个强调的意味啊，包括性很强。
The very first word of this verse is all. This is a very, very strong word.
那神所默示，它是一个形容词。
In the inspiration is an adjective.
意思是被圣灵感动的，被神的灵感动的。
And means to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
这句话告诉我们圣经是如何形成的。
And this verse talks about how the Bible came into being.
那下边说到与教训、读责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
And nextly, it talks about it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
那这句话的开头呢，是一个这个和那个神所漠视的那个形容词这个并列的另外一个形容词，就是有意义的。
And this phrase starts with another adjective, is parallel to inspiration, which is profitable.
所以圣经是神所默示的。
So the Bible is inspired.
圣经是对我们有益处的。注意这两个形容词并排啊。
And also the Bible is profitable.
前一个形容词灵感那个形容词告诉我们圣经是怎么来的，是从神而来的。
And first adjective is telling us how the Bible came into being.
那后一个形容词，这个有益的这个形容词告诉我们神所默示的圣经对我们这些属神的儿女是有益的。
And the second adjective is talking about that it is profitable for all the children of God.
在哪些方面有益呢？
And in which areas is profitable?
在教训、读责、使人归正、教导人学义这几个方面是有益的。
In doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness.
所以教训就是说圣经教导我们真理。
And the doctrine is the Bible is teaching us the truth.
关于神的真理。
It's truth about God.
关于人的真理。
About man.
为什么说人是有罪的？
Why men are sinners?
我们如何知道人是有罪的？
And how can we know that we are sinners?
因为圣经是这样向我们启示的。
Because the Bible revealed this to us.
如果圣经不向我们启示这些东西，我们根本不能认识自己。
If the Bible does not reveal this to us, we do not even know ourselves.
所以关于救恩、关于真理、救恩真理的这样的教训。
So the truth about salvation.
如果圣经不告诉我们神的儿子在十字架上为我们舍命流血、为我们赎罪，我们根本不知道如何得救。
If the Bible didn't tell us that the Son of God died on the cross for our sins, we do not even know how we can be saved.
所以好多的异教信仰，他们不知道怎么得救。
And a lot of pagans, they do not know how to be saved.
他们去只能想象一个天堂。
They can only imagine there's a heaven.
进去之后
，After they enter it,
你在地上可以娶四个媳妇。
And on earth, you can have four wives.
进去之后，你可以娶七十个媳妇。
And after enter that heaven, you can have 70 wives.
这是根据自己的想象在描述天堂。
That's only from human imagination to depict.
他们也不知道如何进到那里，从四个变成七十。
And they don't know that how you can enter the heaven from four wives to 70 wives.
但是我们如何进入永生，圣经里是教导的很清楚的。
But how we can enter the eternal life, the Bible clearly told us.
下边是读则。
And also reproof.
以圣经为标准。
Is use the Bible as a standard.
然后责备犯罪的信徒
and to reprove those sinning Christians,
目的是让他悔改
for them to repent.
如果不悔改这个字也包括了惩罚的意思
and this word also includes that if they do not repent they will be punished.
所以在教会中圣经读责人
So in the church the Bible reproves people.
注意，你把它理解作都是有意义的，在那个有意义的前提下理解这句话。
And you should take note that it's all profitable, including reproof.
我们读责，我们责备，我们刑罚，我们执行纪律，也是为了它的益处。注意啊。
We reprove, we rebuke people, we discipline people. It's all for their benefit.
下边说使人归正。
For correction.
纠正错误。
To correct people's wrong.
教导人从错误的信仰道路上回转归向神
to teach people to turn away from their wrong faith and to come back to God
昨天我已经讲过我们今天教会中存在着许多的错谬的信仰观念
in yesterday I talked about today even in the church there are a lot of false teachings
在敬拜上我们有错误的信仰观念
we have false belief on worship
我们不是以神为中心，不是以宝座为中心，而是为了宣泄人的主观情绪。
A lot of times our worship is not God-centered, but man-centered to be emotionally demonstrated.
这不是敬拜，这是自我敬拜。
This is not worship, this is self-worship.
当你以人为中心来设计我们的敬拜的时候，你不是在敬拜神，你是在敬拜自己。
When you are ego-centered, you are worshiping yourself.
所以这样的错误的观念都需要去归正。
And all those false beliefs should be corrected.
还有关于教会的观念。
And our belief about church.
关于牧养的观念。
Our belief about shepherding.
牧师。
About pastor.
是神所呼召差派到我们中间来做牧养工作的。
And the pastor is called by God among us to do the shepherding work.
他不是会众，也不是执事会的一个雇工。
He's not an employee of the congregation or of the deacon board.
有没有注意到，当你把他当作雇工来使的时候，你是把自己摆在上帝的位置上了
？Do you realize that if you view your pastor as an employee, you're making yourself God?
牧师是上帝的工人，他差派来的。
And the pastor is a worker of God, sent by God.
当你觉得是你雇的时候，你就把自己放在上帝的位置上了，你成了雇工的主人了。
When you think that you employed the pastor, you put yourself on the position of God, and you become the master of God's servant.
所以你注意到，这都是错误的信仰观念。
And all those are false beliefs.
都需要根据圣经来归正。
Should be corrected according to the Bible.
下边说的教导人学义。
And nextly is instruction in righteousness.
以公义为标准来训练和教导门徒。
And our standard is righteousness to train the disciples.
包括管教信徒啊。
Including discipline the disciples.
所以我们对圣经的态度决定着我们信仰的真实与否。
Our attitude toward the scripture will show whether it's true or false our belief is.
所以当我们学这些最重要的这个圣经论经文的时候，我们要去思想我们对圣经是什么态度。
When you learn from all those most important verses about the doctrine of the scriptures,
这个生命记
刊 our own will.
生命季刊的这个信仰告白第一条就是关乎圣经的。
In CC Live's doctrinal statement, the very first item is about our belief in the Bible.
那地方说的，我们相信全本圣经，旧约39卷，新约27卷，是神完备的启示。
And there it states that we believe the whole Bible, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament, is a complete revelation of God.
你注意到这个地方是说到我们的生所领受的启示现在已经完整，已经完全，已经完备了，没有新的启示了。
It declares that today the revelation we received is already complete, is already finished. There's no new revelation.
前些年我看见一个海报，是一个营会的海报。
And years ago I saw a poster about a conference.
说到一个讲员。
And this talk about one speaker.
下边介绍讲员的时候，他是这样说的。
And this speaker's introduction states,
他将来营会分享他这几十年神给他的启示。
And this says that this speaker will come to this conference to share with everyone through many years the revelation he received from God.
让我们感觉到好像在圣经之外，他这几十年又领受了很多的启示。
It's like.Outside the Bible, through his years of life, he gained the new revelation.
注意啊，当你自己把自己的一些想象、一些观念当作神的启示的时候，你又把自己当作神了。
Be careful. When you use your own imagination or your own thought and you say that this is revelation from God, again, you are making yourself God.
虽然他们觉得这样很属灵，但是这是一种亵渎的行为，这是一种僭越。
They think this is spiritual, but actually it's not spiritual, it's blasphemy.
你知道在启示录最后的时候，如果有人把神的话语添加一点或删除一点，神要在圣城删除他的份。
And at the end of Bible Revelation, God says, if anyone add anything or take or remove anything from the Bible, he will be removed.From God's holy city.
不但是神完备的启示，它是神的道。
It's not only the complete revelation, but this is the word of God.
是无误无谬的神之道。
This is inerrant and infallible of God's word.
在圣经里是没有错误的，是真实的，是可靠的。圣经所记的一切都是真实的，都是可靠的。这就是圣经无误无谬的意思。
There's no any error in the Bible.And the whole Bible is trustworthy. And this is our meaning of inerrancy and the infallibility of the Word of God.
你要注意，神完美的本性在圣经中得着了彰显。
And God's pure and holy nature is manifested in the scriptures.
如果没有圣经，我们完全无法认识神。
If we do not have the Bible, and totally we cannot know God.
我们来到这个营会，看见大自然，看见山水，我们觉得非常的美。我们知道背后有一位创造者。
Came into this camp, we saw the water, we saw the mountains. It's so beautiful, and we know that behind this, there's a creator.
这是自然启示的一种回应。
This is part of the natural revelation.
但是由于我们的人性已经被罪所污染
，But because our human nature is polluted by sin.
我们没有办法再去借着上帝的创造去认识完整的认识完全的认识那位创造主了。
There's no way that through God's natural revelation we can come to this God and really know this God.
所以必须借着圣经神的自我启示这个特殊的启示来去认识他。
We have to, the only way is through the Bible we can truly know God.
所以呢这个神完美的本性是在圣经中彰显，神完备的救恩是在圣经里边得着陈明的。
God's pure nature is revealed in the Bible, and God's complete salvation is also revealed through the scriptures.
如果没有圣经，我们就不知道神为什么要救我们，神如何救我们，神最后是将我们救到了什么样的程度，什么样的地方。如果没有圣经，我们完全不了解。
Without the Bible, we do not know why God wants to save us, and how God saved us, and where God is saving us to.
而且圣经呢，是教会的神学和教义的唯一的根据。
And the Bible is the sole foundation of the church's belief and doctrines.
你写系统神学的时候，你可以参考着一些哲学观念，或者是了解一些东西，做一些对比，但是你绝对不能够从任何的哲学里边、文化里边、社会的这种议题里边产生任何关乎信仰的神学和教义。
If you write systematic theology, you may take reference in some philosophy, in some social works, but absolutely not to draw any conclusion about our doctrine and faith through philosophy, through teachings outside the Bible.
所以呢，任何的宗派的神学或者教义都要降服在圣经的权威之下。
And any denomination's theology has to be put under the Bible standard.
而且呢，这个教会的一切事工，这个要以圣经为最高的准则。
And all the ministries in the church.Has to view the Bible as an absolute authority.
我们的基督徒信仰生活要以圣经为绝对权威。
And our faith and life, individual life, also should take the Bible as the ultimate authority.
当你建立起这样对圣经的信念的时候，你的信仰才是真实的，才是有基础的。
When you establish this kind of view of the Bible, and your Christian life is real.
今天早上吃饭的时候，有一位弟兄说他这个对神的这个存在呀、啊、什么的，还是有一些不清楚之处。我说，圣经本身就是神存在的证据。
This morning at breakfast, a brother is talking about he is still doubting the existence of Bible God sometimes, and I replied that the very Bible itself shows that God exists.
圣经就是神在说话。
The Bible is God speaking to us.
不但我们对圣经有这样的信念，如果有了这种信念的时候，你读经的时候态度都不一样了。
If you have this kind of belief about the Bible, when you read the Bible, your attitude will be different.
你知道，在美国有一位神学家叫陶树。
In America, there's a theologian called A.W. Tozer.
他说，我每一次打开圣经的时候。
Every time he said, every time when I open the Bible.
我不是在面对一本普通的书。
I'm not facing a normal book.
我是在面对那位对我说话的上帝。
I'm facing the God who's talking to me.
当我打开圣经的时候，我就要看神今天要对我说什么。
Every time when I open the Bible, I will see what God's speaking to me.
当你有这样的一种态度的时候，每一次读经你必有收获。
And if you have this kind of attitude, every time you read your Bible, you will gain a lot.
打开圣经就是神要对我说话。
Open the Bible.
不是在圣经之外。
Not outside the Bible,
而是借着圣经对我说话。
But through the Bible.
很多的人说今天神又对我说话了。
A lot of people today said, oh, God is speaking to me.
那个都是一种僭越，都是一种亵渎。
And that's all blasphemy.
你要注意，神不在圣经之外，圣灵不在圣经之外对我们说话。
The Holy Spirit will never speak to us outside the Bible.
这一点非常的重要。
This is very important.
所以第十七节说出了神默示圣经的目的。
And verse 17 talks about the purpose of God's inspiration.
神为什么要默示圣经？
Why will God inspire the Bible?
不是为了让我们有一套观念系统。
It's not for us to have this system of thinking.
他默示圣经的目的是叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
The purpose of God's inspired Bible is for those belong to Him to have this complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
注意，属神的人就是神人。
The men of God are those godly men.
我们有时候一说到神人，觉得在圣经里那是一些很了不起的人，只有摩西呀、啊，只有这个以利亚、以利沙这些才能称为神人。
When we talk about godly men, we think, oh, those people are extraordinary, like Moses, like Elijah.
但是保罗称提摩太为神人。
But Paul said, Timothy, you are men of God, godly men.
我们每一个人都可以是神人。
And everyone is, it can be, man of God, godly men.
你只要是一个重生得救的人，有基督生命的人，实际上你已经是神人。
If you are someone who are reborn, who belongs to God, you are godly men.
就是属神的人。
You are the man who belongs to God.
就是与基督有正常生命关系的人。
Is someone who has this normal relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以当你了解了这个意思的时候，你就可以说我就是神人。
If you understand this meaning, you can declare that I am a godly man.
你敢不敢说你是神人呢？现在还是不敢呢？
Do you dare to say you are a man of God?
你要不敢，问题还是很大的呀。
If you dare not,There's some problem with you.
当你说不敢的时候，就证明你对你和神的关系还没有确信呢，没有把握呀。
If you say I dare not, then it means you are not sure of your relationship with Jesus Christ.
你要注意这个意义啊。
Be careful of this.
所以神人就是与神有真实生命关系的人。
The man of God means someone who has this true and real relationship with God.
所以呢，这个地方说的得以完全
，to be complete，
意思就是圣经可以使人认识真理，把人装备的完整，使他有充足的能力来做善事。
That means that God can make someone to truly know the truth, and this person can do a good work.
我们都是不完全的人。
We are not complete.
但是当我们不断地学习圣经真理的时候，我们就不断地变得完全，变得完整。
But if we keep learning through the Bible, we will be more and more complete.
我们都是残缺不全的人。
And we all fall short.
不是这少一块就是那少一块。
Here or there.
但是呢，圣经可以把我们变得完整。
But the Bible will make you and I complete.
变得完全，变得完整，干什么呢
？And why the Bible will make us complete?
去行各样的善事。
To do every good work.
做神所喜悦的事情。
All those work pleasing to God.
所以基督徒被圣经装备好，装备完整，不是为了别的，不是为了自我炫耀，而是为了做各样的善事。
The goal of Christians being equipped by the Scriptures is not to show off ourselves.But to God's work.
不是单单在这一处啊，圣经在很多的地方强调行善。
Not only here, but in many other areas in the Bible emphasized good work.
神拯救我们是什么目的啊？
Why did God?
有没有想过这些东西啊？
Have you think about it?
神拯救我们是什么目的？
Why did God create us?
见证神，感谢主。怎么见证神呢？神拯救我们是有一个目的的。
The purpose of God saving us,
不是让我们在这个世上过一种这个享乐的生活。
It's not for us to enjoy secular life.
不是让我们在这个世上过一种舒适安逸的生活，等着进天堂。
It's not for us to live a comfortable life in the secular world and waiting to be called to heaven.
如果你是在地上等着进天堂，过一个舒适安逸的生活，那是成功神学。
If you are just waiting to enter heaven comfortably here, this is prosperity theology.
神拯救我们的目的是让我们行善。
The purpose of God saving us is for us to do good work.
所以在以弗所书二章十节那里告诉我们说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, it says that we are all God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for us to do good work, which is prepared by God for us to do.
为什么神救我们之后要让我们行善呢？
And why will God ask us to do good work after he saved us?
因为在得救之前，我们完全没有能力行善，有能力作恶，无能力行善。
Because before salvation, we do not have this ability to do good work. We only have the ability to do bad things.
这就是为什么罗马书三章十到十二节说，没有义人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。所以我常常不用慕道友，就是因为圣经在这里说没有寻求神的。慕道友是什么意思？ Seekers， 对不对？ Seeker for truth， Seeker for God。 但是呢，圣经说没有， 你的罪没解决之前，你不可能是一个寻求神的人。
In Romans chapter 3, verse 10 through 12 says, as it's written, there is none righteous, not no one. There is none who understands. There is no one who seeks after God. So I seldom then use the word seekers, which means who seek the truth.
所以圣经说，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。没有行善的，没有行善的，连一个都没有。
They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There's none who does good. No, not one.
所以呢，在我们没有得救之前，我们没有能力行善，我们也不愿意行善。我说的行善，都是神眼中的善，是荣耀上帝的善，一切社会意义上、文化意义的善都不包括在这里边啊。
But before we are saved.We do not have this ability to do good works. And here, saying good works, I mean the good works in God's eyes is not in the world's eyes.
所以在我们得救之后，神的目的是为要叫我们行善，而圣经也是为了装备我们，使我们变得完整，变得完全，有能力去行善。
And the purpose of the Bible is to equip us to have this ability to do good works.
所以今天的经文呢，告诉我们。
So today's scripture is teaching us.
我们要学习使徒的榜样。
We should learn the example from the apostles.
学习使徒的教训。
The doctrine of the apostles.
教使徒的品行，使徒的信心，使徒的爱心，使徒的忍耐，使徒的宽容，把这些东西落实在我们每一个人的生活里边。
And we'll also learn from the manner of life, the love, long-suffering, perseverance, every aspect of the apostles' life.
然后要对圣经有一个很清楚的了解。
And we should have a very clear understanding of the scriptures.
知道圣经是神完备的启示。
And we should know the Bible is a complete revelation of God.
每一卷圣经都是神所默示的。
Every book of the Bible is inspired by God.
而且是对我们所有属神的儿女都是有意义的。
And is profitable to every Christian.
所以是对我们所有的人，属神的人，每一个神人啊，在座的每一个神人都是有意义的。
It's good for every man of God.
当你了解了这些真理的时候，你就要对圣经建立起这样的信念和这样的态度。
After you understand this truth, you should have this attitude toward the Bible.
把圣经当作我们信仰生活的最高准则，绝对的权威。
And you should view the Bible is the highest and ultimate authority in our life and faith.
所有不合圣经的东西，我们都要求神帮助我们把它除去。
And everything is against the Bible, we should remove it from our life.
当我们说我们顺服神的时候，我们特别要顺服神的自我启示，顺服神的道。
When we say we follow God, especially we follow the teaching, the Bible of God.
如此，无论是对我们个人的生命成长，对教会的建造，一定会带来巨大的益处。
And if so, it's greatly profitable for our church building and for our own life building.
任何一个愿意被神重建的教会，都要从尊重圣经。渴慕圣经，宣扬圣经，持守圣经开始。
And every church which is willing to be rebuilt by God have to start from they believe in the Bible, they honor the Bible, and they learn from the Bible.
所以我盼望我们的这间教会，我们的弟兄姊妹，今天能够从这里领受到一个真理，就是我们要以圣经为我们的信仰生活的最高的依据和权威。
And today I hope that this church, this brother and sisters will learn from this and view this Bible as our ultimate authority.
把自己完全降服在神的话语之下。
And totally put ourselves under the teaching of the Bible.
而且要去做神所喜悦的善事。
And also we need to do the good works which is pleasing to God.
做神要让我们做的一切善事。
To do all the good works that God desires us to do.
要传福音
to spread the gospel,
要去让人看见我们是一个彼此相爱的群体
to let people know that we are a group of people who love each other
要让人看见我们每一个基督徒里边都有一个对失丧灵魂的爱心，很真很深。
And let people know that everyone has this heart, this great burden for the lost souls, which is so true and real.
最终呢，世人看见我们的好行为，就将荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
And finally, people saw our good works, and they will give glory to our Father, which is in heaven.
圣经装备我们是让我们行善。
And God equipped us for the purpose to do good works.
但行善的目的是将荣耀归于我们在天上的父，而不是归于我们。
And the goal of to do good works is to glorify God, not glorify ourselves.
我们一起祷告，亲爱的主。
Father God.
我们谢谢你将你的话语刻在我们的心板上。
And we thank you that inscribed the word of yours to put on our heart.
使我们可以思想，使我们的心灵可以接受，使我们的行动可以活出你真理的话语。
And we can think about your word, and we can accept your word, and we can live out your word.
谢谢你借着你的话语，借着圣经，使我们得以完整，得以完全。可以行各样的善事。
And we thank you. You made us complete through your Bible that we can do the good works.
我们愿意照着你的命令行一切你所看为善的，将荣耀归于我们在天上的父。
And we are willing to do everything that you think is good according to your Bible.
主，我们在你的宝座前再一次为我们的教会来祷告。
And Lord, in front of your throne, again we pray for our church.
为 CCMC 这间教会向主献上感恩，献上祷告。
We pray and give thanks for this church, CCMC.
愿主你自己的道充满在这间教会里。
We pray that your word will fill this church.
愿主你的灵借着你的道引导这间教会走在你所喜悦的道路上。
And we pray that your spirit will lead this church through your word to walk on your path.
愿这间教会在这个地区成为你的灯台，成为你美好的见证。
And we pray that this church will be your last stand in this society.
愿主你将合一的灵放在每一位属主的儿女心里边。
And we pray that your spirit will put the spirit of unity in the hearts of your children.
叫主的儿女竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And so that the children of God.Will together protect this unity through the Holy Spirit.
合一在福音使命上。
Unite in the gospel mission.
合一在至圣的真道上。
Unite in the holy truth.
合一在彼此相爱中。
Unite in loving each other.
合一在你的荣耀里。
And unite in your glory.
合一在基督复活的盼望里。
Unite in the hope of Jesus' resurrection.
合一在我们的主耶稣基督再来的盼望里。
And unite in the hope of Jesus' second coming.
当我们站在主的台前时，
when we stand in front of your table.
如果我们是一个合一的教会，
if we are a united church.
主啊，必蒙你的喜悦。
We know that it's pleasing to you.
愿将一切的荣耀归于主。
And we pray that all the glory and honor be to you.
听我们的祷告，奉基督的名。
Listen to our prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.